This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:10. You are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And as mentioned, this hour we are going to be looking at the press conference that was just given by Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad. And it was kind of a surprise one, came out of nowhere, started, I think, even as the Director General of Health was giving his daily briefing. And so we didn't manage to play it in time, but from what we've managed to gather, it was mainly aimed at criticising Prime Minister and Bersatu President Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's approach to handling the conflict within the party. As we know, it has been troubled for quite some time. We've seen, I think most recently, a meeting of Bersatu and a subsequent release or statement essentially confirming all the things that they've already said, which is the sacking and thanking them for their service and reaffirming that the people who quote-unquote, currently occupy those positions are, in fact, I suppose, the people who legitimately do. So Tun M, however, also went on to talk about or imply that the government has many institutions that they could use to apply pressure to dissenters. He went on at length about that, actually. And that, of course, referred to MACC's arrest of Bersatu youth members aligned with youth chief YB Said Sadiq to investigate allegations that he stole party funds. Tun M said that he's surprised that the MACC took unnecessary measures to question them and said that he is going to be fighting back by exposing the government's wrongdoings. So what he means by fighting back, right? He went on to criticise Tan Sri Muhyiddin's appointment of MPs to GLCs and said that it mirrors the forms of patronage and corruption under the former Barisan National Government. And while he said that he does hope that Pakatan Harapan forms the government again, he did not indicate whether there was consensus on the issue of who would return as Prime Minister. And of course, that point of, MPs being appointed to GLCs is one that I think in the Q&A session was actually raised back as a mirror question to Tun M and said, well, you know, this happened in your day too, what about that? And so he did respond. It was a relatively lengthy press conference. And we do, I think, have some clips. Here is just a little bit of what Tun M said during the press conference earlier.
We find, for example, that after PH government in 2 years cleaned up a lot of the government institutions and companies, we placed professionals in charge of this institution. They have now been sacked and replaced with politicians. So we are going back to the days of Najib when politicians are given nice jobs, sinecure jobs and all that. So this is happening already. And as time goes on, I'm quite sure that there will be worse things happening. Whether the government succeeds or not in handling the current situation is something that we worry about.
And here is a little bit about, what we were talking about earlier in terms of MECC and Bersatu Youth.
So I just want to state here clearly that if the MECC, the anti-corruption organization, continues to try and put pressure on our people, we will publicize this fully. The only thing is that within the country it's not possible to publicize, but we do hope that foreign press, for example, we are calling the foreign press today, that they will help to report only what is the truth. We are not asking for anything to support us or anything like that. But I think that this habit of asking civil servants to do wrong things, and actually, of course, the pressure is applied even on civil servants that if they don't they may be transferred.
So you just heard there, of course, from Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad in a press conference that he gave just about an hour ago. And like we said, he covered a number of different things, and we're going to be getting into that right after this. We will have on the line with us Dr. Oi Sun, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs, just to talk about the latest twist and turn in this story that has had its fair share of both. If you would like to weigh in, you can call 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be right back. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bigotry Free Malaysia, BFM 89.9.
It is 7:17 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We're talking now about the press conference that was just given by former Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, the man who, even as we speak, is in the midst of some political turmoil and uncertainty. And so the press conference covered a number of different things, mostly critiquing current Prime Minister's Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's handling of Bersatu's party politics, also talking about concerns amidst MACC's arrest of Bersatu youth members. If you'd like to weigh in, if you have any thoughts, again, that number is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us on the line now is Dr. Oi Sun, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs. Oi Sun, thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Well, very nice to talk to all of you again.
So first things first, what were your overall thoughts on Tun Mahathir's tone and messaging during the PC?
Well, I think Dr. Mahathir must have been briefed over the last few days or so as to what has happened to some of his more ardent supporters, primarily from the youth wing of the Bersatu Party, and that they've been investigated and in perhaps a rather rough manner and so on. So Dr. Mahathir, being Dr. Mahathir, felt there's a need for him to voice that out and, of course, taking that opportunity to criticize the government of the day. Yeah.
So who was the target audience for this press conference?
Well, as with Dr. Mahathir, because, you know, he has this senior statesman status, so the audience, broadly, of course, would be both you and I, the general voters and so on. But more specifically, of course, is targeting the members as well as the senior leaders of his party, namely the Bersatu Party, trying to, for example, bring them to his side instead of continuing to support Tan Sri Muhyiddin. Yeah.
Yeah, and that leads me to my next question, because how do you think this is going to be accepted by MPs or party members who might even now be on the fence about their allegiances?
Well, I think we are in very strange times now, because political allegiance to one party or to one leader might change overnight and sometimes from 1 hour to another, as was seen just, I think, yesterday by this resignation of a former deputy minister. You know, we heard of him saying he's resigning, and then they were saying that he would still stay in the same party, and then he went to see Dr. Mahathir and so on. So I think both the Dr. Mahathir side and Tan Sri Muhyiddin side, they are trying to create what in Malaysia we call some a gust of political wind blowing their way, so that these MPs will feel that, oh, if I join or the Mahathir side or the Muhyiddin side, it's more likely that they will form the next government or they will stay as the government, and thereby I would be able to become a minister or be able to become a GOC chairman and so on. So they, I think both sides are trying to create that kind of political win at the moment. Yeah.
Now, having said that, I mean, some of the issues that were brought up by Tun himself were ones that would go all the way back to his time in the seat of power as well. And I'm thinking here of things like political appointments and, of that sort. Does this reflect on his credibility in terms of being the one to raise the alarm right now?
Well, sometimes in politics, both for senior politicians as well as for normal voters such as you and me, sometimes you have to choose, in a sense, the lesser of two evils, right, or the two devils. You don't have people in politics who are as clean as, I don't know, Mandela or Gandhi and so on. You have to make choices, sometimes very dynamic choices, such that you look at what Dr. Mahathir and his side of politicians are offering you, and you look at what Tan Sri Muhyiddin and his fellow politicians are offering you, and then you had to make a choice as to whether you like what is going on now or you like the picture painted by Dr. Mahathir, for example.
Yeah. And Ihsan, as you've said, this week, we're living in strange times, and this week alone, yeah, we've seen different versions of stories emerging about what That's might come right. next, who's jumping uh-huh. ship. Uh-huh. What should we be looking out for in the coming days?
I think, of course, because now it would appear that both the government side as well as the, shall we roughly say, the Tun Dr. Mahathir side, both sides are having roughly similar numbers of MPs. So, of course, it would be very tempting for some more opportunistic MPs to switch sides from one way or the other. So, yeah, in the next few days or weeks, you will see some of these MPs you know, trying to make some comments as to whether they like this or that side. So that, I mean, I try to be polite by essentially, you know, offering themselves I wouldn't say for sale, but essentially for pinching, yeah.
And we're talking about this in terms of the power dynamics between Tun mm-hmm. M and Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, but mm-hmm. the other mm-hmm. story about Tun M is always, mm-hmm. of course, about Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim.
Yeah.
What do you make of his comments in that regard?
Well, towards the end of his PC, of course, he says something like, oh, I don't have a problem with Anwar. Maybe he has a problem with me, which basically was telling us that his problem with Anwar was not resolved at all, right? I mean, you see, how should I put it? If Dr. Mahathir and Anwar would somehow come together and resolve the differences between them, the two, I think they would be almost invincible. I think easily they could pull over 5-10 MPs from the Muhyiddin side and thereby form the next government, right, with one of them being the PM and so on. But the problem is they have not, and I think in the near future at least, would not be able to resolve the differences. So if you are an MP who is currently at the Tan Sri Muhyiddin side, even if you want to jump ship, you also need to consider jump to the Mahathir ship or to the Anwar ship, or is this ship, you know, like who is the captain of that ship? You know, you also need to consider that, right? So they will make a much more persuasive political case if they could somehow resolve the differences, yeah.
And finally, Ihsan, I mean, is there anything you think to take away from the timing of the PC, especially, I guess, with the announcement of Banjana, but not necessarily any other huge political development?
Well, I think Dr. Mahathir, as always, would feel that he could offer better solutions and so on. And he did briefly say that, you know, I have weathered many crises in my life and in my political career and so on. I could do better than Tan Sri Muhyiddin and I mean the current government. So I think it's more likely that he felt that what has been done to some of his supporters were not right, and therefore he would really like to voice that out here, yeah. At least before the weekend, so that people could ponder upon it. Yeah.
Just nice, in time for everybody yeah. to have a downtime and consider it.
Ihsan,
thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Oh Ihsan, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs, talking to us about the contents of the press conference that we just heard being given by Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad If you have any thoughts that you'd like to share, you can, of course, call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be back after the 7:30 news with a wrap of the big stories of the week. There have been quite a lot, so keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.